Welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. Right now, you are listening to Hype Talk live on the air. I'm your host, Connor Inskeep, and alongside me is the wonderful Caitlin Varenka. Caitlin, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's my first episode. Excited to be here.
And once again, we have a very special person on air with us right now, and we're just going to throw him on real quick.
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It means a lot.
Glad to be here. Anytime.
So can you give us your name real quick and just a little bit what your position is?
Okay. My name is Steve Inskeep, and I'm a guy from Wilson Drive in Carmel and went to Carmel High School and worked at WHJE 91.3 and now work for NPR, National Public Radio. I work for Morning Edition, co-host Morning Edition, which you can hear on WFYI in Indianapolis.
Okay, so you were hired by NPR in 1996. How have things changed since you first started working there?
Wow, everything has changed. In 1996, there was this newfangled thing called the World Wide Web. it had just been like kind of announced to the world like a couple of years before. The internet had been around longer, but the idea of some really easy way that everybody could go on websites and explore the internet was just starting. And that has changed everything over the last 20-some years about the way that we gather information, about the way that we consume information, the speed with which news travels, the sheer number of people who are able to weigh in and give their opinion of the news or give a piece of news, the way that we can see almost anything that is happening, at least in public, around the world on video, frequently live as it is happening, and that has changed the news business tremendously.
Right before we wrap this interview up, because I know you're on a little bit of a time crunch, Caitlin has our last question for you, and I think it's maybe one of the most important questions that we have.
Okay.
Since you have a lot of experience in broadcasting, what advice would you give young journalists who are just entering the field, or even just young people considering becoming journalists?
Get yourself into a position where you can talk with real people and examine real stories. And that might seem really obvious to you, but it sort of isn't. Journalism is in some ways a great profession right now and also a really hard profession right now. It's a really hard profession because there are plenty of people who have different kinds of news sites who will be very eager to let you write for them for nothing, for free, or for next to nothing. And that is not something you can really do to build a career. There are also a lot of paying jobs, not even well-paying jobs, where you would spend all of your time kind of surfing the internet, finding some weird meme or something, you know, clickable, and then rewriting it, kind of stealing it and putting it on your own site. That's a thing I guess you can get paid to do. But if what you're really interested in is journalism, you want to be in some position where you can find your own stories, interview people on your own, learn about things, and report what you found. And so look for somebody who will let you do that at whatever level you can get away with it, the highest level you can get away with it. I don't care if it's the student paper. I don't care if it's a local paper, which, by the way, are really important in this country. A lot of them have decimated their news staffs. But if you can find a job on the Indianapolis Star or whatever, go for it. I don't care what level it is, but look for somebody that will allow you to go see human beings doing things out in the world away from the internet. Or pick up a telephone and talk to human beings and listen to their answers and ask follow-up questions. And spend a little bit of time to learn what you're actually talking about. Read a book once in a while and take that information and present it in whatever medium it might be, whether it is writing or video or radio or whatever else. You know, I want you to get into some job where you have contact with the world, because that's the super cool thing about the job anyway, and it's also the way to do the job really well. Congratulations on what you guys are doing, and I hope you have a great rest of the show.
Thank you so much. So we're actually going to keep you on for just a minute or two after we head to a commercial break, but thank you so much for being on once again.